With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
The Top 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. And Holly, what is the love test?
When you think that there's something going on with your significant other, with your partner, and they may not be faithful to you. It's really an awkward position to be in, and you feel very, you know, ugh about it. And that's when you come to us and say, maybe there's something I can do that can put my mind at ease in the form of seeing if they take the bait for any type of outer relationship.
Tiffany, that's where your mind and your soul has been recently with your boyfriend. Sort of walk us through what's been going on.
Yeah, like this, I mean, this could be a total stretch, but basically last fall, I had to travel for work. I was only gone for like 2 weeks. While I was gone, I was texting my boyfriend. We were communicating, I don't know, all day. And it went from several times a day to barely once a day by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of weird, but I thought, you know, since it's only a couple of weeks, I didn't think much of it after that. But then a few weeks after that, I started to see ads, like targeted ads, I guess, popping up on my phone. But for that cheating website, like, have you guys heard of AshleyMadison.com?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's the one where you go to actively cheat if you're in a relationship.
Correct.
Right, yeah. So I thought that was weird that those ads were just showing up on my phone all of a sudden. So I made a joke, you know, joking with him about it, and he got nervous, and he just changed the subject. And then I didn't see ads for that again. That was all kind of around the holidays. But now, since the beginning of summer, I started seeing them again. So all these ads, Ashley Madison popping up, and some, like, weird sex shop ads, like for sex toys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not Googling anything like that, but we share the same accounts, right? So I'm not sure if it's just a coincidence or maybe he's Googling that stuff and that's why it's showing up on my phone. So,
Well, you share like a Facebook together or just the same like phone
like the
plan?
Same?
We have the same Google accounts, and I noticed one time I was searching for hotels to go on a trip and hotel ads started showing up on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, we're getting each other's sort of like targeted ads. So.
Got it.
I've had that happen before, like with my boyfriend, because we have like the same IP address.
Yeah.
And he's always looking up like jet skis or like fancy cars, nothing that I would ever look up. And I'm like, why? Because we all share the same IP address.
Yeah.
Holly, what do you think? I mean, do you think that these are like a set of happenstance circumstances that this could be, or could this be something serious?
Well, I've never in my entire life had targeted ads for Ashley Madison, even though I know what it is. And they've never tried to target me.
Right.
And I don't know, I don't know why that is. What happened with the texting between the two of you? I think I missed that.
Oh, well, when I was away, you know, we were texting all the time. I was gone for 2 weeks. And for the first week, just all day. And then we would try and do FaceTime at night or just say goodnight really quickly. And then the second week, it started kind of tapering off. And by the end of it, I was lucky if I just got a text just to say, okay, I'm going to bed, like, goodnight. And I thought, oh, this is weird. And then he seemed kind of normal again when I was back in town, so I didn't really think about it again. But now that I look at everything all together, it seems... That's weird.
Got it.
This isn't looking good to me. No, Scott, what do you think?
I think it's definitely a bad sign. Right. I don't think these things would just be popping out of the blue because it's a nice summer day.
Right.
So I definitely would be interested to look into this.
Oh, yeah, look, the sun's out. Ashley Madison ad. Hey.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, and I'm trying to look for like a glimmer of hope here, but in a past relationship, when I put together all the pieces of where I felt crazy or where I felt like something was going on, where I couldn't contact them for a while, and then once I went through their phone and I sort of synced up the timelines and it made perfect sense.
Right. All those puzzle pieces are there. Sometimes they're just not in the right order. And then once they become in the right order, you're like, oh, here's the answer.
Well, let's do this. So let's put this question up on our Instagram, Miguel and Holly, and let us know if you've ever been in a situation like this. And so, Holly, this weekend, you will slide up in his DMs on Snapchat and see if he takes the bait and see if he's actually been cheating. And so we will come back with the results on Monday, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.